AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Heavy rain has fallen for weeks on the plains, and with the ground supersaturated, Brian Hurley, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service, says southern Oklahoma and northern Texas face a threat of historic flooding.
We're seeing rainfall rates over 2 inches an hour, but we've also got some considerable river flooding concerns as well because of these rapid rises in these river stage levels.
Jay Geist, a firefighter in Elk City, Oklahoma, says residents had to be evacuated because of flooding.
We did have to do some rescues. We did have some people, some boats, and we had to bring in some big 5-ton fire trucks to get through some of the deep waters that we did have to rescue some people out of some houses.
At one point, 15 major highways were shut down in Oklahoma, but Captain Paul Timmons with the Highway Patrol told KOCO-TV floodwaters have receded and traffic is once again moving.
Rain has subsided a little bit. Pretty much everything is cleared out now.
Protests popped up around downtown Cleveland last night after a judge acquitted a white police officer in connection with the deaths of two unarmed black men.
It's a bit of a surreal scene in that in some situations you have diners at different restaurants actually sitting and watching this go on as people are arguing with police, in some cases being protested.
AP correspondent Andrew Welsh Huggins reports police arrested a man for throwing a rock through a restaurant window and injuring a patron. Although they have been very vocal, the protesters have been peaceful. One of them believes Officer Michael Brillo was acquitted on the basis of race.
What other way is it to say louder than that black lives don't matter? Because I guarantee you, if it was a black cop or black police that did that to, you know, a white couple, two white people, the outcome would have been completely different.
This is AP Radio News. This is Memorial Day weekend, a day to remember the sacrifices of our men and women in uniform, past and present. An historic cemetery in Brooklyn, the final resting place for thousands of Civil War veterans, is holding a special commemoration this weekend.
Greenwood historian Jeff Richmond says they've spent the last 13 years identifying the graves of 5,000 Civil War veterans buried at the cemetery.
These people made tremendous sacrifices. Many of them paid with their lives for what they believed in.
15-year-old Ira Nowash Zamborski helped mark the graves with flags and lights for the commemoration.
I care for this country. I care for the people that died. And I just care for the community.
The Memorial Weekend event also marks the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. Julie Walker, New York.
Thousands of motorcyclists are in Washington, D.C. to participate in Rolling Thunder, an annual tribute to America's fallen heroes. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.